Lesson 5. Isolated sound changes in Yiddish. We're going to look now at some consonant changes, especially, that don't relate as closely to this frontal resonance as the voiced sounds changing to voiceless sounds. The first and most important of the isolated Yiddish changes is the pronunciation of the R sound. Now, it is not universally the same in all of Yiddish speech. It depends really upon where in Europe the speaker's from. You might hear dropped R's, you might hear rolled R's, you might hear guttural R's. We're going to use as a standard here a basic Eastern European pronunciation, probably the most characteristic it is of Polish Yiddish. This is going to have a guttural or lingua vile R in most positions, especially when the R is at the beginning of the word or follows another consonant at the beginning of a syllable, or when the R is between two vowels. In these cases, the tongue tip does not come up to make the R, the retroflex sound of American speech. Instead, the tongue tip stays down and the back of the tongue arches up to the soft palate to create a R, so it doesn't go as far r as the French sound goes, but it still has a little bit of that sound in it there. So we look first at the initial R, and again doing the contrast, and you remember all the other resonance things we worked on. So we have rose, rose, roll, roll. It's not rose and roll. You don't want to go all the way to throat clearing there, but you still want to do rose, roll. Trick, trick. Freud, Freud. Realize the R doesn't have to be the first letter in the word, as long as it's still in a consonant cluster before a vowel. Now, between two vowels, very, very. Error, error. Now, in the final position in words, the R sound is sometimes dropped altogether, and sometimes it will be the same thing with the R sound coming in. This is especially going to happen at the end of a word if it's followed by a vowel, but I'll get to that in a minute. Look first at, I'll do it all three ways. I'll do mother, then mother, just by dropping it, mother, and then mother. Bear, bear, bear. Far, far, far. Store, store, store. I'm putting the R after several different vowels. Actor, actor, actor. And year, year, year. Now, if you have at the end of a word, again, you're going to especially probably put this in if it's followed closely by a vowel sound. So you'd say mother is, mother is. But if it's followed by a consonant sound, you could do father did, or still even father did. Or father reasoned with a double R there, you'll probably get the guttural sound in again. Father reasoned. And with a vowel following father, father arrived. Now, sometimes the medial ER, as in first and bird and worm, will be pronounced as above, first and word and bird. But sometimes it's just first, word, almost the German sound. But sometimes, especially if you're dealing with a New York Yiddish, then we're going to put this oi sound, not a full rounded oi, but oi sound. So let's do it a couple ways again. First, first, first. Worst, worst, voiced. Worm, worm, worm. Hurt, hurt, hurt. So we'll do the sentences both ways again, and you keep remembering the resonance and everything else. The burglar and his helper were caught because they stirred up such a clamor. First way, the burglar and his helper were caught because they stirred up such a clamor. Now, dropping the R's a little, the burglar and his helper were caught because they stirred up such a clamor. It's without the R. Now, there is an air of excitement in the room. There is an air of excitement in the room. Now, with a little more of dropping, but I'll have to separate the words to do that. There is an air of excitement in the room. But if I put those together, they're followed by vowels, so I can get there is an air of, and I'll have that guttural right back there. And then finally, with a lot of them in initial position, the red, red rose rested in the earth for a year. The red, red rose rested in the earth for a year. And that's it for the R. The next two changes are the voiceless and the voiced THs. And they're becoming the T and the D. So thank, voiceless TH becoming tank, and this, the voice TH becoming this, pretty much of the plosive sounds. Thank, tank, think, tink, theologian, theologian, thorax, thorax. The thistle stuck into Throckmorton's thick thumb. The thistle stuck into Throckmorton's thick thumb. Using the voiced one now. This, this. There, there. Thus, thus. Therefore, therefore. They played around with this and that and the other thing. They played around with this and that and the other thing. And of course, if the THs come at the ends of words, like in wrath, becomes rat. And soothe, becoming soothe. Sometimes at the end, you want to go a little bit more with the TH sound so that you don't lose intelligibility. Another here, isolated change, is the W in initial position becoming the V sound. Now, this is initial position, of course, in the syllable, not always in the word. So you have wish becoming vish. Now, this one perhaps you could even think of a little bit with the resonance if you wanted to. It's right in that lazy point. Wish, vish. Will, vil, want, fant, western, festen. Sometimes you can think of it as sounding like a V. Sometimes it even goes all the way to an F. Festen, festen. Walter waited to question Sir Waldo's will. Walter waited to question Sir Waldo's will. And, of course, the last of these sounds that we look at, and this is a very minor one, is to make sure that you don't pronounce medial T's as T's. Now, no one in America does that anyway. So you don't want to say matter or latter or hitter. You want to say madder, ladder, hither, etc., etc., etc. That's the same. Real minor, I only say it for a minute there. But this, then, is the end of the lesson on the consonant changes, isolated ones in the Yiddish accent.